Last Sunday, we discussed, in connection with Tesis after Zion with Aleph, the Yisr of Gezlakum and the Yisr of course, Halvosir of Akum. According to the Gemara in Bava Kami, after the Gimel, there is a difference. Gezlakum is Osir, and of course, Halvosir is Mutar. And Rashi says that the machlekes were the gezlakum is muta or osea in asichas hapealim is in regard to, of course, halvose, but gezlakum mamesh is certainly osea according to everybody. Tesis is matzik because the gemara in asichas hapealim in regard to the isa of the uchel bel. A peal has a schus to eat bishas miloche, but the Torah says he's not allowed to put in the basket to eat it at home. So the Gemara says, hindich lemandoma. So the Gemara says, kisobi bikerem reacha voloi shalakum. So in other words, if a peal works in the kerem of an akum, so he's allowed even to put the peiris in his baskets. So the Gemara says, "Him yechaleman doma that gezlakum is that gezlakum is osir." So we have to resort to a special miut that here he's mutar to put the peiris in the basket. But if we say gezlakum is mutar, so why does the Torah have to be made that in the kerem akum, so the peel is allowed even to put in the basket? So the question, so from that gemara it appears that even gezel ben, according to mandoma gezlakum is muta, so it's muta not only afkes halvosi, because there he gazels a ben. So we said that the shita of Rashi is, why is there a difference? The Gemara in Baruch Hame says between Gezel of Ebien and Afkos Halvosi, because there are two lav in the Torah. One lav in the Torah is Sigzeil, the Lisashik is Reacho. So the Reacho is mentioned next to Lisashik, but it's not mentioned next to Lisigzeil. Now, so the Machlekes between the Mandoma who says Gezlakum is Muta and the Mandoma who says Gezlakum is Osea, as to whether the Riacho that the Torah says next to Lisashik modifies only the Lisashik, or it modifies the Lisigzel as well. So the Mandoma who says Gezlakum is Osea holds that since the Riacho is only mentioned in connection with the Lisashik, so of course Halvosi is Mutarakum, but Zele, that is implicit in the love of Lisigzeil, there it doesn't have to be Dafke Reacho, even if Gezel is Abnakum is also. And the Mandoma who says that Gezlakum is Muter holds that the Reacho that is mentioned next to Lisashik modifies not only the Lisashik, but it modifies the Lisigzeil as well. Now what's the difference between Gezel and Eishek? So the Rambam says, no, the Zile Ravide. Kolagizles, Gatheli Kalef Alechalef, Kolagizles, Haveri Shavepute, Eva Boises, she never receives them. In Lakin alav zeh shara kosuf nitki lese shim gozal chayev laharzer shenema veishiv zak zeylo asher gozal zum zesesim. Then the Ram says no lach a beis, V'osho l'gzir kol shudin teiro. Afilu akum osho l'gozli l'oshki. V'im gozli l'oshki yarzia. Izeu geizel zalikiach momin odom v'chazoko. Kein shachot haf miyodim mitalterin. Oy shenichnas l'shusei. Shalei batzina bailin. V'notel misham keilin. Oy shetoka v'avdei v'vehemtei. V'nishtamish v'en oy shiyad l'sich sadeo. V'ochol parisera v'chol chayisi b'ze. Hu geizel. Kiin shenemar ayigzel z'chanis miyadam mitzri. So the Rambam defines gezel something that is taken away a bien, a der halmes, just like vayizel chanis mir amitzri, we force. So the essential element in gezel, as contrasted from eishek, is the element of force. Izel eishek ze shebomam chaveil isichjodi b'tzina b'aylim v'chidin shetavu kovash. Amomin esli b'chazoke v'lo yarzirei k'in shehoyle b'yad chaveri halvo yischires v'utevei v'in yochel heitzi m'menu m'pnei shu'alom v'koshi v'al zen nema lo yishashe k'esriacho. So eishek means not exile of a ben, but of course halvo say retaining an object that belongs to another person, whether it came to this person al the pikodno, al the alvoye, so then it's nichnas, it's included in eishek, not in gezel. So mele, the shittas Rambam is that, and that's the shittas of Rashi also, that since the element, the essential element of gezel is the element of force, so mele, it doesn't really make a difference whether it applies to a bien, to shibudim, as long, usually, so in shibudim there is no element of force, as the Mordechai Dushan says in the name of the Ravya. In other words, if an akum was malve mois to a Jew, and then the akum, the malve, died, and the yoshim don't know anything about it, and no one knows about it, so mele there is no element of force because no one knows about it. So mele it's not included in the love of Lisigzl, only in Lisashik, and in Migat Lisashik there is a miut of Riacho. There is a miut of Riacho. Mashein Kein, where the person knows, let's say in the case where a peyal who works in the kerem of an akum, so he puts the peris in the basket to eat it in his own home, so then if we say gezlakum is osea, so in other words, so and the akum knows that he's putting it in the basket, he's not eating it in the that place. So but why does the Gemara say that according to Mandomad that gezlakum is muta, we don't have to resort to a special mulit? Because in order to be considered to have an element of force, so it's only when the akum is makpit. And I mentioned the Rambam Shite, the Gabe Mavriach HaSameches, the Gemara Merokame says, Mishnah Berakhah Daf Yud Gimel says, "In peyotin, loy miteves amuchsin, veloy mikishal kavoyim, v'neitli men stoke, avol neitel hu miterbeisim nashuk." Why? Because the teves amuchsin is gezel. So the Gemara has the kashe. Umuchsin v'amashmuel din malchus etine. So it's not gezel. So why aren't you allowed to take change from the teva of the Muchsin? Omar Abchanine Bar Kahane Omar Shmuel Bimuche Shein Likitzvo. In other words, he has no limit. So that's Chavtenus in the Malchuse. It's not Din in the Malchuse. אומר בחנינה בקנוש, דבי רבי ינא אמרה במוחה שאים את מלוף, אם דה מלוך דין דה פוינטים, היא פוינטת אימסלף, so again, it's not in the מלכוסי. איקי דמאסנו ההור, לא ילבש עוד מקליים אפילו על גבי עשור הבגודים, להבריע בייס המחס. So, מסניסן דלו יקרה בקיבי, in other words, that the Kambe says that the person is not allowed to be lavish lying in order to evade the taxes, because suppose the Melech imposes a tax on every beged, but if the beged is belongs to the Melech so it's exempt from taxes, so he's not allowed to be lavish, even though his kavone is not to be nehene from the beged. And by klayim the isar is only the chimum when he has anoye, so he still is not allowed. Why? So the, why? Because dovashin mischavein tanekame holds the dovashin mischavein is muter. Amin is also on klater ekule. Masnis noy kavaki veritanye also laavriach es hameches. רב שמעון אמר שרב עקיבא מותר להבריח סמכס בישלי מיליון קליים בהוקים מפליגי דימר סובה דובשין מסחב מותר רב עקיבא ומר סובה תנקם דובשין מסחב נוסה להבריח בסמכס מישורי ואומר שמואל דין מלכוס את דיני אומר רב חניה בקנה אומר שמואל במוחה שאין לי קיצפו דרב ינא אמר במוחה שאין את מילוף ויקד מס נאו There's a Mishni Dor in Nedrin, Larogin, Laharomim, Lemuchsin, Shil Shetrumo, She shall be Smelach, Afro Pisheni shall Trumo. In other words, if a person has certain payers, certain things of God, that on which the Melach imposes a tax, but if it belongs to the Melach, if it is Trumo, so then it is exempt from the tax. So he's allowed to take an Eder before the Muches, that if it is doesn't belong to the Melech, if it is not Shaltomo, then all the Peres should be also on me. And then he eats the Peres, so the Muches is convinced that it is Shaltomo, it is Shaltomo. So he's allowed to do it. So the question is, Omar Shmuel, Dine Malchusa Dine, Omar Afchanine Barkane, Omar Shmuel, Bimuche Shein Likitzvah. דבי רב ינא אמרה במוחה שאים את מילו רב אשר אמר במוחה שעקום תתניה ישראל ועקום שבור לודן אם אתה יוכל לזכיר בדיני ישראל זכיר ומלא קרדנינו בדיני עקום זכיר ומלא איף יש זכוס די ישראל יש זכוס בדיני בדיניהם יזכיר ומלא קרדינכם ואם לב בוינו לבקיפי דיבר רבי שמואל רב עקיבא אמר אם בוינו ועקיפה מקידש השם ורב עקיבא טיימן די כקידש השם הולי כקידש השם בוין וגזל עקום מישורי ואני אומר רב שמעון דבר זה דורש רב עקיבא כשפו מסבירים מניין לגזל עקום שעושה תלמוד לימר אחרי נמכה גולו תיאלי שלוי ימשכנו וייצא יוכל יגלים עליו תלמוד לימר וחישת מקנאו ידאג דקים קנאו So we see without Chil Hashem, so Gezel Akum is Osa, so how is allowed to be Mavriya the Meches? It should involve a Nisa of Gezel Akum. Loi Kashi, Ho Akum, Ho Begateshu. So when is Gezel Akum, Muter, that's by an Akum and a Vichovim, but Begateshu of Isosa. Why is there a difference between Akum and Gateshov? Because the reason is why Gezel Akum is Muter because of Reacho. So only an Akum is Nismayit from Reacho. But Gateshov is not Nismayit from Reacho. Omla Abaye Bot Abaye Gaba Adorek Sive. Loi Loch El Liger, Shinem El Liger, by Nimkar Leakum. ודברי הנמכה לעקום שאין לו לגר ולא לגר צדק אלא לגר תשוף שנאמר לגר תשוף משפחה סגר זה עבד כחובים כי שאם אוי לעקו זה הנמכה לעבד זכחוב מעצמו so we see that even if he's נמכה אותו יקום אליו ולזרוע not just an עקום So it's still osa. So how can you say that Gezlakum is muta? And Rabbi Akiva asks it only mipnichil Hashem, mipnichirish Hashem. Elam arovaloi kashi, kam bigzeilei, kam bafkos alvosi. Omel abaye vedivri afkos alvosi hiu. So, elam abaye vedivri afkos alvosi hiu, so it should be muta, so why do the Torah say vechishav and kaneo, that it's osa? So Gemara says, Rove litayme idioma, Rove evedivri gufei konus. So it's not afkas lovose, because ligabe aveide, the odin has a kinyan in him. So it's like gezelbein, so that's why it's also even by an akum. Omar av gibibe bar gidl, omar av shimir side, gezlakum osar avidei sametaris. Gzeilo osar, domar avunim minayin li gezlakum, shu osar, shenema vachalto es kol amin, mashal shem lekechon eisim lecho, bizman shein misurim biyodecho, viloi bizman shein misurim biyodecho. Avidosi muteres, domar av chome bar guri, omar av minayin la avidei sakum, shi muteres, shenema lecho avidei sochicho, lochicho atamarzer, vatamarzer liakum. ואם מהן מילה יחד לא עושה לי עודי, דלי מחייב להדורי בשרו, אבל היחד עושה לי עודי, אם אלה אדרה, אומר רבחינני, אומר רבחנין, אומר רבינה, ומצוס לי עושה לי עודי משמע, תן ירד פינחד ביו ירמיה, במוקן שיש חילו השם, אפילו אבידו שיעשור. All right, now, so we see that there is a difference between of course, Halvose by Akum, so it's Muteres, because Nakum is a smite of Yaho, and Gezla Akum, of course, Halvose, Gezla Akum is Mutar, because Nakum is the smite of Yaho, and of course, Halvose is Mutar, because Nakum is the smite from Yaho, and Gezla Akum is Mutar, because Dakum is not Riach. Now let's see the Roshna Rambam in regard to Mavriach Sameches. From this Gemara it appears explicitly that Havroch Sameches Bafen Akum is Muta, but the Rambam Paskins and the Mechaber in his Mishpet that Havroch Sameches is also Misad Gezel. Perkei Milchazir Aveide. Haloche Tes. Neodom Shachaskosom Gazlonim. Vicheskas Kolomeno Mina Gezel, Mipnei Shemelachtem Leches Gazlonim, Kein Amuchsin, Vealistin, Osea, Leonismen, Shacheskas, Miloche Zushu Gozlo, the Mistaf in the Norim Nativa, we're not allowed to take change from their treasury. Now, Bamedro Amor, I'll look at all of the Ramses, Bamedro Amorim, Shamuches Kilistim, Bisman, Shamuches Akum, Oy Muches Oimid Neila, Oy Muches Oimid Mahmas Amelach, Vainly Kitzvo, El Likeach Mashiyirse, Umaniach Mashiyirse. אבל מחש שפוסקי המלך ואומר שייקח שליש ורביע אוי דובר קוצוף והם ידמוכס ישראל ליג וסחיליק זה למלך ונדע שאודם זה נמון ונימי ספקלום על מה שגוזר המלך איני בחסקס גזלן ולשידד המלך דינו ולא יעיד אלא שהוא עבר המבריח ממך הזה מפני שהוא גזל מונס המלך בין שהוא המלך עקום בין שהוא המלך ישראל. So the Rambam Paskin בפירש that מבריח מחס of an עקום so involves an Issa Gezel. That's contrary to the Gemara in Burakam. So the Kesmishne is that Kashi. אבל יש לגנגים בזה, משום דיסי אוסם בגמורה, איכד מס נאו, נדרין להרוגים ולחרומים ומוכסים שאושו בשמלך, אף על פי שאינה של תרומו, אף על פי שאינה של תרומו, ואומר שמול דין מלכוס הדין, אמר רב אשי, במוכס שאין לי קיצבו. רב אשי אמר, במוכס אקום, תתניה ישראל ואקום שבואו לדין, ורקי ותיימדי כגיש השם, הולי כגיש השם, בואים בעקיפים וגזל עקום משורי סוגדאות קידיש השם נתחיל השם משבי עושה ועתניה מניין לגזל עקום שעושה לא יקשי כאן בגזילי כאן באפקוס הלבוסי פירש רשי אפקוס הלבוסי שאין גזל מה משורי כלק יחיל השם כי נהיך דיתון לי לירש ניסעתם להביחו ומייס דלויודע עקום דמישקיה ולהבריח מחס הווק אפקוס הלבוסי. So Rashi says, like the Mordechai, now Rashi, we don't have that girsa. But the Mishnah mentions the girsa in Rashi, that Rashi says beferesh, that if the Yerish knows that the Akum was malve mois to the Yisrael, or others know, or they might know, so then it's osa. But when is Gezla Akum muter, by of course Havosi itself, only when no one knows. Because if somebody knows, so then there is an element of force of Ayizlach Hanismir Amisa. But if no one knows, he's the only one who knows, so then there is no element of force. So Vahashte Kibn de Avrochas Hameches Lehavel Afkos Halvosei Amai Osel Avrich Hameches Melachakum Vishen וישמו ישלם על דהוך השעני שעמיד המלך ישראל ליגביס לחלקי דהווה כאילו המלך עצמי גביהו דהשתי מלבד שאין יבוד הבי יהיה ישחיל להשם בדובו אפשר שיהיה סכנס נפושת בדובו אבל עקום שחוק המחס מן המלך שעוז אם יבוד עלו לא יהיה בדובו סכנס נפושת מאחר שאין המלך מפסיד בזה הוא שאומרו שמות עליו גרס המחס דהווה כפקוס הפוסי and the מחבר נחש משפט פסקן פלגת but the question is what does the fact that there is a Sakonis Nefoshes have to do with this Agazel. It is a Sakonis Nefoshes, so it's the Nisar of Sakone. That's a Braise in Sakas Moches. That Havavrich HaSameches Hareyu Kiyu Shefer Domin. But why should it involve in Isagazel? The answer is, what is the criterion whereby we determine whether there is an element of force or not? If the Akum is Makpi, not just he says he's not allowed, but he's makpid, he punishes anyone who evades the taxes, so then there's an element of force. But if there is, if the akum is not really makpid, even though the melech says you're not allowed, it's osa. But when he finds out that a certain person was mafriya de meches, so he doesn't care. Some melee, there is no element of force. Some melee, since there is no element of force, so it's not the halmes, so it's not implicit in the love of Lisigzel. It's only implicit in the love of Lisasheik. So there is a mute, Lisasheik es reacho, beleakum. That's the shit. Now, we have to understand why is there such a aloche that the mokim chil Hashem. So the Gezel is osa. I mean, the Gezel is osa, even according to Mandoma, Gezel Akum is muter, and the Maved is asu. But why should Chil Hashem make a difference? Chil Hashem is an Issa B'nei Atzme, but has nothing to do with the Issa Gezel. Now suppose, B'mokim Chil Hashem, when somebody will take ribis from an Akum. Usually, I mean, the Akum themselves taking interest, but suppose the Akum Azoya not to take interest, so then there will be a Chil Hashem. Will anybody say that it's also to take interest from an Akum just because the Akum Amakpit there's a Chil Hashem, so it will involve a Nisa of Chil Hashem? It will not involve a Nisa, it will not involve a Nisa of Gesel. The answer is, when do we say the Mokim Chil Hashem? So it's also not only Mitzad Chil Hashem, but it's also Mitzad Gezel. That is only Shayach if there is a difference between an Akum who is Eiver and Zayn Nisim and Neyach and Akum and Roshe and an Akum and the Yateshav. So now the Rambam says in regard to Avedas Akum itself, Hashavas Avedal Yisroel Mzesese Shenema Hoshif Tishivin V'orei Avedas Yisroel V'nisalem Imenu V'inicho Eiver Bleisese Shenema Then the Rambam says, "Avedas evit avrizore muteres shenemar avedas achicho." So the Miri, I mean, points out that according to the Rambam and according to him, so the heter of avedas akum. Only applies to an akum. And the Rambam says, why is it muter? Shenemar avedes achicho. V'amachziro harei ze'iver aveiro mipnei shumar zich yadrisheilom. So the business why it's muter is because he's marzik yadrisheilom. So that means if he's a gatrisho, if he's not trisheilom, so then the aved is asur. And the radak in Tehillim, in Perek, I think, Kaspel Nosham Beneshach, it's Perek Tes, I think, Kaspel Nosham Beneshach, so it says, Ve'atiro lo'itiro elo Neshach of an Akum. But not of Israel. Still, the novice says the Kaspel Noshem Neshach, because even though the Torah was Matir Neshach from an Akum, but there is a Midas Chassidus not to take Neshach even from an Akum. So Memele, and then he says, and because Mipnisha and the Gilyam Arsho. In Simen, I mean, the first Simen in Hilchos Ribis in Yodeh mentions the Radak in Tehillim. He says, "Sheim hoyo sheinonu mechuyovim ligmil chesed le'evit kechovim mipnei shederach rov him seinim leYisrael v'im akum echod yie ev yigmil chesed leYisrael ozon mechuyovim." Ligmel Chesed ulhalvel is mois belei ribis belei ribis. The Gilyam Marsho mentions that in Yadeh. In other words, we see that in regard to Neshach Akum, even if there is if the Akum, a certain Akum is not in Israel, is not Bichlal Rishil Eilam. So then we are mechuyev to be Gimel Chesed. And that is mentioned also in the Rambam, Hilchas Melachim. Can I have the Rambam, Hilchas Melachim? This does not have Hilchas Melachim. Thank you. Oy, oy, oy. Rambam says in Pirei Yud Milchas Melachim. Halacha Yud. Beneach sherotzo la'asis mitzvah mishor mitzvah satero kidli kabel schar einein neisa la'asiso kilchoso v'imei ve'elo mikablin mimenu nos hanzdoko mikablin mimenu v'yirali sheneisnin eiso ani Yisroel Hoyl ve'unize mi'Yisroel u'mitzvah aleim lachyeisei aval akum shenos hanzdoko mikablim menu v'neis nineis lani akum. There's the Gemara in Basra that if an akum gave tzedokah to Yisroel So the Israel is has to accept it because of Sholem, because it shouldn't be any evil, but he should give it an Yaakov. So in other words, so when the Avenis of David Chovim become full, reach the measure, so then Noshim mi Iris Boim, and they destroy them. So Mele, by accepting Tzedakah from Nakum, so we really are prolonging their Malchus, and that we are not allowed. So that's why we have to give it an Yaakov. Now the question is, but if an Akum gives Doke to an Akum, he also has a mitzvah. So what heter is there to give it to an Yaakov? And the Rambam makes a distinction between Igateshav and Akum. So what's the difference? The answer is, there is a braise in Miseches Kusi that Leikhin a ben pakue from Kusi, because the Kusim, they don't believe in the Teor Shebal Peh, so they don't believe that if there is Shchite, so it's Matir, even if the Behime is Mifacheses. So Mele, but we are allowed to buy a Ben Pakwe because it's Muta B'Shchite, but we are not allowed to do it because since the Kusim are Makpit, so there'll be a Chil Hashem, because the Kusim will say, you see, the Jews eat a Ben Pakwe without Shchite, they just kill the Ben Pakwe, and we are better than the Jews. So why is it also, so the price in Sarah's Kusim says, because the Torah says in Rei, Ki am kodesh ato la dishem lakecho, v'sigrim l'acherim li es yisadeishim mikem. So in other words, there is a nisa not to begir mechil Hashem, so that the goyim or the kusim will say that they are more kodesh in certain respects than we. Why does the braisim sechas kusim have to resort to a special droshe of kam kodesh ato l'adishem lakecho v'sigrim l'acherim li es yisadeishim mikem? There is a nisa of chil Hashem. The answer is no. Because here there is a special Yisar of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem does not mean if we do something that Goyim don't like. Goyim don't like when Jews dress differently, when they speak differently. So will there be an Yisar of Chil Hashem Chas V'Sholem? Well, that's, on the contrary, that's Kiddush Hashem. To demonstrate that we are not like the Goyim, we have our own Livush, we are our own form of speech, and so on. But that's only Shayach when a Jew does something that is in itself not wrongful. Even though it's Mutar, but it's not the ideal thing. So then there is a Nisar of Chil Hashem if he does it to Goyim. If he lies to Goyim, or he doesn't speak nicely, he doesn't use refined language in the presence of Goyim, so then there's a Nisar of Chil Hashem. But when a Jew does something that is nothing wrong in itself, except that the Goyim resented, then it's not Chil Hashem, it's Kiddush Hashem. On the contrary, as the Gemara in Brachos points out, when Ravade Barave saw a certain woman who was dressed in red garments, and he thought she was a Jewish woman, so he tried to rebuke her. Then he found out it was a Goye. But if he thought that as long as he thought that she was Jewish, so it didn't involve any Yisrael of Chil Hashem, on the contrary, it's a Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara says, in Brochas Davchov, Kadmoye, the Masre Nafshaya al Kiddush Hashem, in connection with that incident of Ravade Barabe. So the question is, why is it that there is an Indian of Chil Hashem Osa Ligabe Aveide, not Ligabe Ribis? So the answer is, because when is there an Isar of Chil Hashem, even something that is Mutar ordinarily without Chil Hashem, that's Ligabe Aveide Sakum, Toye Sakum, Shetom Meirov, because it's Mutar, Mashein Kein, something that is mutar even by Yerteshov, who is not a Roshi, so then there is no Yisar of Chil Hashem. So Ligabe Avide Sakum Achados Liyodi. So if he's a Yerteshov, so he saw some Isad Gezel, some Mele, when he does it Bimokim Chil Hashem, so then even if he's an Akum, so he saw some Isad Gezel, because the Akum doesn't realize that the Jew does it because he's a Roshi. The Akum thinks the Jew does it because the Yisroel is not nice. The Yisroel is a Roshi. And the contrary, the more of a Roshi the Akum is, the more he thinks he's a Tzaddik. Like all the Sinai Yisroel, they think they are Tzaddikim. So Mimele, there is a Nisar of Chil Hashem, and the Mokim Chil Hashem, it involves a Nisar Gezel also. Mashein Kein Gabe Ribis, or Ribis is Mutar, even Gabe Gateshov. The Radak only says that Ribis is not the ideal thing if the Akum is not a Roshi. So Mimele, since it's mutar even by an akum that is not a roshe, so it's not shayach to say mokim chil Hashem. Ribi should be osa misad gezel, because when do we say mokim chil Hashem is osa misad gezel if the thing itself is only mutar by an akum and not by gateshov? And since the akum, who even if he's a roshe, he doesn't consider himself as a roshe, so mele there is a nisar of chil Hashem. Not only of Chil Hashem, but there is a Nisar of Gezel Mamish. All right, now, let's go back. Oy. To the Indian of Gezel Akum, in regard to the Mishnah of Shershal Yisroel, Shenogah Shershal Akum. The Mishneh Daf Lam Zayin on the base in Rukami says, "Sheir shall Yisroel shenogach sheir shall hegdish, v'shal hegdish shenogach v'sheir shall hegdish potah, shenema sheir re'eyu v'loi sheir shall hegdish. Sheir shall Yisroel shenogach v'sheir shall akum potah, ligamri, even ishir mirit, v'shal akum shenogach v'sheir shall Yisroel, v'intam v'imued, Mishalim Nezek Shor." So the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph says as follows: "Sheir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Sheir Shal Akum Pata Amra Mimon Efshach Irei Udavke De Akum Kinogad Yisroel Nami Lifta." Because if we are Mimait from Reu and Akum, so why do we say Sheir Shal Yisroel? Sheir Shal Akum, Shenoga Sheir Shal Yisroel Ben Tam Mued Mishal Nezek Sholem, he should be put like Amre, because it works both ways. Because if the Akum is not the Rei of Yisroel, so the Yisroel is not the Rei of the Akum. V'yirei lav davke afilu di Yisroel ki nogar de akum nechayef. And if reyu is not davke, it's not mimayet akum, so even sheir shal Yisroel ki nogar sheir shal akum should also be mechuyev. Tam chotz nezek, imuyed nezek sholem. Omar bavuy omar kro, omar dvay meili de aretz, ro vayater goyim, ro sheva מצווה שקיבלו עליהם נניח, קיבלו שלא הקימו עומד והייתם אמינם לישראל. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? That Gemara asked whether Reyu is dafke or Reyu is lav dafke. What's the teres of the Gemara? Reyu dafke or Reyu lav dafke. So there are two shittes in the Shinu Kubetz. Rashi in Broches says that the maskon of the Gemara is that Reyu lav dafke. So that means Enakum is not nismayit nereyachu. So Mameli, if Enakum is not nismayit nereyachu, so we understand as to why Shir Shel Akum Shenogach Shir Shel Yisrael is chayev. But then the question is, why Shir Shel Yisrael Shenogach Shir Shel Akum is potter if Enakum is not nismayit nereyachu? So that's a special knas, because Rosh Shevas Nisa Nereyach Shekiblu Omad V'Yition V'Yitem Omeyon. Now, Teisve, the Shirim Kubetzis here says, Manafshach, I reyo dafke, vim teima mai koma, vo pshite de reyo dafke, mi di mi etek de shliyo, the Mishnah says in the Reishe, that sheer shall is hedish, and ogach sheer shall hedish, I mean sheer shall hedish, sheer shall hedish, shenogach sheer shall hedish, is potah, because Reyu, the Lord shall head yet. So how does the Gemara discuss whether Reyu dafke or Reyu lav dafke? Yesh leimad hanen milonien hegdesh, deine bichol Reyu, aval akum kibn di head yet to, mitko shape Reyu. Vorekoma, I Reyu lav dafke, lien akum diise bichol Reyu, umshane omakroma vamilid oretz, kleima leilom, akum ise shape bichol Reyu. Mi osi kro dvayateya leima di hite mameinum li Yisrael. So that's Talmid Rabbeinu Per. Now in Teisves here in Lava Kame we have two shittes. Omad vihite mameinum li Yisrael. Mashma davke binyin ze. Shenogach sheir shalom u sheir shalem. So when is it hite mameinum? When in the case of Sheir shall Yisrael shenogach sheir shall Akum. So actually should be mechuyev to pay. Because Reyu lav dafke. And Akum is nichlal b'chal Reyu. But it's a special knas that he does, that doesn't compatter. It's not a halacha that he's potter. He's actually mechuyev. But since there is a schus l'Yisrael b'dineinu som imeyle, b'dineihem. So mimele bezn kempatrim. Mashma dafke binyin zeh shenogach sheir shalom u sheir shalahem. So then bezn has a keach to patrim from tashlumim. Ulman domar ferik bazrekez lakum oseh aniche. That's why we have to resort to a special knas, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to patter himself. Mashayin kein. So why do we have need a special posit that Bezdin has a right to patter him? Hey, it's mutter anyway. Gezel is mutter. So the Marshal changes the gears in the tastes. And the Marshal is Igia Shir Shalahem Shenogach Shir Shalom. Mashma Dafke Binyaze Shenogach Shir Shalahem Shir Shalom. Some mele, it's shenogach sheir shalahem, shenogach sheir shalonu. Some mele, he should be mechuyev, because enakum is nichlal b'chal reyu. But there is a special knas, the Torah is matir bezden to mechayevem. Umandoma beverig basre, gezlakumose erniche, aval mandoma muter iskosh. So we see the two days. Now the girl say that we have in Teisves is like the shita of Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz. And the girl say the marshal corrects in this verse is to the contrary. And Rashi in Broches, I think that Mem in Broches, so what the Gemara in Broches also mentions, the Din Omad V'Hitelahem, so also says the same thing, like Talmidei Rabbi Peretz. Now, what is the Rambam Shite? Like Talmidei Rabbi Peretz, or like the Marshal's Gios and Tises. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, Perek Ches Milches Nitzki Momein, Halach Hei, Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shalakum, Bin Tam Bin Muet Pota, Lefi Shein Aki Mechai Vines Odom, Al Behem Tei, Shei Ziko, V'Arei Udonin Lohem Kidineim. So the Rambam says, the Knas of Omad V'Hitam Omeinom applies to the case of Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shalakum, so Al Pidin is not going to pay, because and Akum is Nichlal Bechlal Reil, but it's a special knas hitem amenom that Bezdin can patter the person if they can patter the Yisrael, because kidineim v'arei udonin olon kidineim v'sheir shal Akum shenorach shal Yisrael bein tam b'muet mishal nizek shalom. Now this Rambam, that the reason is why Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shalakum so is potter is because Donilem Kidineim is Yerushalmi in Bavakam. Knaz Vishir Shalakum Shenogach Shir Yisroel Bin Tam Bimuet Mishalim Nezek Sholem Knazu Leakum Levishin and Zirin Bimitzvahs. So he mentions the Knaz of Hitam Amenom in the case of Shir Shal Akum Shenogach Shir Shal Yisroel. So that he mentions the Knas, but in the case of Shir Shal Yisroel Shenogach Shir Shal Akum, so it's not a Knas, then it's the Halacha of the Neir. So from this Rambam it appears that whenever there is a litigation between one Beneach and the other Beneach, so the Din of the Beneach is to be done with me and not with any Yisrael, because the Din Yisrael are shayach to Yisrael. They are mishpotim asher tosim lifneim, but they're not shayach to a Beneach. So Mimele, since whenever there is a litigation between one Akum and another Akum, so the Ikar Din is like the Neim, like the Din Yisrael. So in the case where there is a litigation between the Yisrael and Akum, so also the Ikar Din is to be done. Bidineir. Now the Ramor in the Tshuva Simen Tes raises the challenge. When we say Neneach Mitzuvim Aladim, what does it mean near something? Are they Mitzuve on the same dinim of Yisrael? Let's say Dini Shomrim. The Ramban says Dini means Dini Shomrim, Malvleve, and so on. So in other words, by Beneach, if one is Yishim Achinon for another Beneach, so it's Chayvam Pshi, it's Potran Livaveide, if it's Yishim Osocho, so it's Chayvam Livaveide, and Potran Onsin, if it's Yishoyev, it's Chayvam Onsin, or Dini of Beneach does not have reference to the Dini Yisrael. Dini Yisrael have Yishayiches to Yisrael, not to Beneach. But the Din of Beneach is that they are mitzuve. Every ume is mitzuve to be chikik nimusim, to regulate the relationship between binodom chaveri, between one person and another. And as long as the dinim are nechkak on the basis of seichel, so so then they are mikayim the mitzvah of din. From Rashi in Gittin, the feud is mashma that the dinim of Neneach is not the dinim of Yisrael. it's the dinim that the neach themselves have to be chayik. Is there a gemara git maybe? Sorry. חוץ מגדינו שם בלב נקריס עשנינו, הולו ולישאי לך בתרזגית מקדושן, אבל הדין נסתיו ומניח. So Rashi explains, why is there a loche of דין מלכוס הדיני? Because הדין נסתיו ומניח. Now, if the loche of דינים had meant the דיני Yisrael, so how could be mocker for the aloch of dini malchus dini, which is their own dini? However, the Ramo in Chuba Tes says it's told machleikes amroim in Sanhedrin datn tes, because the price in Sanhedrin says al sheva mitzves nitzdavu meneach. How do we know? So we learn it out from the pasuk brishis mecholitz vayimer adi shem malkim. And so one mandoma, Rabbi Yitzchok, and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yitzchok says, "Vayim radishem elikim, elikim eludinim, shenema v'nikra barabayis elalim." And Rabbi Yechanan says that elikim des avrizoi. So the Ramo says something very strange. He says, according to the Mandoma, the dinim is deduced from Elikim. So Memele, dinim of Neach means the same dinim as the dinim Yisrael. With all the nuances, all the potim and the dukim. In other words, that if a Beneach is a Shemachinom is Chayav HaMashiach, if he's a Shemasochar is Chayav Nevabede, if he's a Sheol is Chayav HaNonsen, and so on. But according to Mandoma, the dinim is deduced not from the Shem Rikim, by Tzava the Shem Rikim Ha'odom, Koritz Hagan Ochal Techo, Umeis Hadas Tevara, Luseichu Mimeno. So, so it is deduced from Lesechon Menu, the Gemara mentions the Pasuk. So then, Dini means what yet? What? There's a Gemara Sanhedrin? Is there a Gemara Sanhedrin maybe? Sorry. Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok, Tone Yifre, Vaitzav Zavis Chavim, Elikim Zudin. So, in other words, Bishleim Elikim Zudin, Yachsim Nikabais Elikim, Elohim, Elitzav Arizor, and my Mashma, Rav Chizde, Rav Yitzchok, Ratim, Echadom Asor, Maya Madera, Sibisim Moslem, Lema, Maseichov, Echadom Rashik Ephraim, Rishus Mishpot, Keil Orach, Achatzav. Alright, anyway, so the Ramo says, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the dinim is deduced from from Vaitzav, and so then it means the dinim the dmeniach achichik b'atzmo. But according to Rav Yitzchok, that from dinim is deduced from rikim, it means dini Yisrael. However, the Mashon Chagige is chelik and Ramor, he says, according to everybody, dinim of Neneach doesn't mean dini Yisrael, because it's a passing tilling. Magid was Yaakov, Chukov, Mishpot of Yisrael, Leos Achim, Lechol Gol, Mishpotim Balidon. If the dinim of Neneach has reference to the Mishpotim of Elam, Mishpotim of Tosal of Neem, so why does the Pasik say in Tilim, Mishpotim Bal Yidon? And Rav Chaim Volozhin on his Pirush at Pirkei Avos is also Chilik and Ramo. And for the same reason, not only is it Mashma, not only is the Masho Chilik and Ramo and Rav Chaim Volozhin, but we saw that from Rashi in Gittin Daf Tesis Mashma, that he also holds that the dinim of Neach, another dinim of Yisrael. And from the Rambam itself, it's Mashma that way. The Rambam says, "Iperik Yud Mechas Melach Malach Yud Beis Shnei Akum Shebol Fanech Lodim Din Yisrael Yirotzu Shneim Lodim Din Teiro Domin Reichot Reitze Vechot In Reitze In Kefinis Lodim Elo Tidineim." In other words, so we see that the Ikad Din of Dinim of Mineach is the name, not the name Yisrael. But Yisrael v'akum, so there is a special eta on a vitalem. If the Yisrael has his husband in Yisrael, so then the person has a heta to be done with Yisrael. And if the Yisrael has a din, his husband in Nehem, so then the person has a heta to be done with Nehem. But that's only in regard to Akum, not in regard to Yoteshov. The Ikad Dinim of Yoteshov is the Nehem, not the Neinu. Even though, according to the Rambam, so Dinim of Neya doesn't mean Dinim Omenes, as the Ramban says, but it means that the Amechuyev to appoint judges to be done the Dineach, and to enforce all the dini b'neach, in other words, and to be manish a b'neach who is ever on the Zayin Misi b'neach. So the Chasam Sefer and the Tshuva says that there is no nafkemine between the Rambam and the Ramban, except that according to the Ramban, so the dini momenes is nichlal in dinim, and according to the Rambam, so all the dinim omenes are nichol and the isar gezel. So ish extra socher and dini shomrin, so it's nichol and the isar gezel. But anyway, the Ramban in Chumash and the posik in Bishalach, shom lecheiku mishpat. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that means that the more they want stave and shabbos, kibudav and dini. So the Gemara asks the Kashi, dinim, but dinim is so b'neneach who on istave. So the Gemara says, l'mitz tricho, elo l'dini knosis. So those who on istave more, so the Ramban Chumi says, it's not the dini knosis on the momentous of Yisrael, but the on istave b'mora, before Sinai, to be chilkeik certain musim, so that they wouldn't behave with the sonim who try to buy certain things from them, like shelalim. So the Ramban says that even the dinim that Yisroel on Istavri Moro, he does not have reference to the Mishpatim of Yisroel. That the Yisroel on Istavri only in Sinai, but it's separate dinim. That is that the on Istavri to be Chikik, in order to regulate the relationship between Yordan and Chaveri, Al Haskamo Vechamo, that the dinim that Meneach were on Istavri, they are certainly Mechuyev to be mikabel, to be chikik their own dinim. Now, now let's proceed with more English. Ubishtach, that is Einum Lav. Mimalom, Omaru Amakho, Imacheres Yikachlei, Hikisho HaKosu. Lacheres. Ma Acheres Mikni Bishtach, Shtar Kedushin. Af Homo Vrio, Mikni Bishtach. Hi Michal Mandoma Shtar Homo Vrio, Odin Elin Kisri. So we can make the Hekish. El Mandoma Rav Kisri, Ma Yikri Meima. So, how do we know that a number of real is nicknames bishtar? Dietmar, shtar of real mi kesvi. Ravuna omar odin kesvi. Ravchizda omar of kesvi. He nichel ravune. That odin kesvi, so he's like the bar. El ravchizda maikle meimar. Omar ravgizchok. אמר רב אחי ביעקב, אמר כל איש כסיס עבודים, אבל ניקנסי בקניין עבודים, ומה ניהו שטר, והנה אבל ניקנסי כקניין עבודים, מה ניהו חזוקה, אמר כל דת נאמר בריאו, איז ניקנס בחזוקה, אמר כל ואיסנחלתם איסם לבניכם אחריכם, איסם בחזוקה, ותנאי ניזניק בחזוקה, ולא יחד בחזוקה, נתן ודיברו אורן נאמר בריאו. ואם ראיסם בשטר וריחה בשטר, הוקסיבו לסיצי כסיסה עבודים, ומה ראיסם מסתבר, שטר עבור ריבוי שכן מציר בבת ישראל, עד הרבה חזוק עבור ריבוי שכן כינה בנכסי הגר, באיש אסמיאס לאשכרון, איבו יסיין רוח הענה עם החרס, ורבו נהי לסיצי כסיסה עבודים מי דורש בי, ההוא מבו ילי, שנייץ בראש עבוד, In other words, an evidivri only in the tiny years of Shivorim, but not an evidivri or a normal vriya. Shinigitzi the Rosh Yivorim kevet, v'rafriz the imkin lichtif kol yiseitzei ke avodim, maiki tseis ho avodim shpam netarat. Now then the Gemara says, ubigroin kesef. In other words, an evidivri is yitzi bigroin kesef. Oma cheski od oma kro vihovdo milamei shemigara pidyeno vieitzo. Tone vikene satsmi vikesef vishove kesef ubishta. Bishli mikesef dikhsiv mikesef miknosi. Shove kesef name yoshiv gulosi oma rachmone lirabi shove kesef ki kesef. El haishta heichadome. Haishta heichadome. Ile milikosolish torea dome. In other words, he was mischayev himself. The domain, Heine Kesef, in other words, Ishtar of Ischaives has a din of Kesef. So from this we see that Ischaives is considered Kesef. Is considered Kesef. And we see that the halacha is that if somebody is mikadesh an isha beimirved acherim, in other words, if somebody owes money to the baal and he is makne that halvoye to the isha b'tiras dushin, so she is mikadesh. So we see that is chayves. What if you are makne halvoye? shibudim that somebody else owes the Baal. So that's keset. So what difference does it make whether he's makne chiyuvim that somebody else owes him, or he creates chiyuvim himself to the ish? But still, there is a machlekes rishonim on that ish. The Gemara Daf Ches in Gdushin on the last line says, "Oma Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Oma Lo Yiskachi Li Bimone V'Iniach Lo Mashkin Aleo Einu Mekudeshes Mone Inkan Mashkin Inkan Hirkach Mashkin Nisho Beklum Shina Mashkin Matone." Because he's not giving her the Mashkin Iteras Matone, he's only mishayev himself to give him money to the Isha, and he gives the mashkin a security to enforce the payment of the money that he's mishayev himself. Eis v'rover Rav Nachman kitcha b'mashkin kodeshes. So we don't say money inka mashkin inka hosom b'mashkin d'achir uchid Rav Yitzchok d'yoma Rav Yitzchok naim l'balchei shekin mashkin שנאמר לכות היא אצדוקה. אם ניקן אצדוקה מניין, ניקן לבעל חייב שכן המשקין. תיסה סייז, מונה אין כאן משקין אין כאן, פירה שווינו מקודשס, לפי שאישו נקניס בכסף. והכסף אין בהן, היך ניקנה שאין המשקין תחס הכסף, כאילו של אישו יביעד אישו. ודאי אם הומה לא עסקת שלי במשקין זה, והמשקין יהיה שלוח, פשיטי במקדשס, וכמיקן מודלנו לחביר יתנו לחמון ומתונה. היא עוז מסחי ומסלט מוני, והניח לו עם משקין עליו, לא יקונה המוני במשיך עשה משקין, ואין לחלג במתון לקדוש. So the first lesson thesis holds that if somebody is מחייב himself money, he's חייבס, and he left the mashkin with the isha, security, to enforce the ischayves, he's not mekudesh. So in other words, even that ischayves cannot be effective as kesef kinyan. That's the first lashon thesis. V'Rabbi Nachman kein b'shem Rabbi Netanya meir shimom arodim lechaver yetn lachmon matone v'ilch mashkin olov v'altarzal yamashkin עד שאתן לו חמונה דעוז ודא יוכל עקב המשקין עד שייתן לי המונה. So רמתם ישראלי can the first lesson thesis, and he holds, where is that first lesson thesis holds? That is חייבס, not הקנויה of חיובי דאחר, שיבולי דאחרים, but is חייבס by himself cannot serve as כסף קניין. רמתם שיטי is that is חייבס can serve as kesef kinyan. So now, so what's the machlekes? So there are two pshat, two possible pshat in the machlekes. One possible pshat is that the machlekes is while is chayves certainly kesef, shaver kesef, voraye b'shidri d'achirim he can mikadish and nishi. So it is kesef kinyan. But if he is not makne, a shibudim that somebody else owes the Baal, so then it cannot be effective as kesef kinyan. Why? Because in order to be effective as kesef kinyan, it's not enough to give kesef. He has to be makne kesef. If he is makne shibud achirim, malvoy achirim, מלעופר ומלבשטר, whether it's על בשטר או על דמי משלשת מלעופר, so then he's מקנה the שיבודים בתרס כסף קניין. מה שאין כן, if he creates כסף, so then there is no הקנוי, so there, it cannot be effective as כסף קניין. But כסף it is, except it cannot be effective as כסף קניין. Now we find the same thing, whether Shibudim can serve as Kesef Kinyan or not. So we find the Machlekes Rishonim in connection with the Amkadish Benilme. government base. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi, Hamikadosh v'Nirbe Einu Mikudeshes, Ba'Anoas Nirbe Mikudeshes, V'Os Ha'asis Kim Tnei Arom Asribis, Ha'Anoas Nirbe Eichadom, Ilei Medeas Kifodom Alo Arba B'Chamisho Hori Bismal Yisil, V'Eid Ani Milve, Litzlucha De'Arba Chlor Zimbe." So Rashi says, in other words, Anoas Nirbe Mikudeshes, only when he was, he extended his manaperoi. Suppose he didn't extend his manaperoi, but she owed him money, and he said, "I'm canceling the money, and you don't have to pay me, but I want you to be mikudeshes with the cancellation, with the mechilas amirbe." So, and he said, "Beferash, I mikadish you not with the cancellation of the milbe, because the moist of the milve, some milve is only to you, okay, before I mikadish you, the annoy you will derive from the fact that you don't have to worry about paying back the milve." So then Rashi says, she is certainly mikadish. Loitzricha da'avah losman, halvosei v'omalo, hiskachi be'annoy zu, shi'ato yiso, n'shato yis, nisenes putel odom shi'vaisein el kach. Oily, the few laganatali domicla, the imperish lokach mikodeshes, the aromas ribis udavi, the loy ribis gomo. Aromas ribis means that not only it's not osa, it doesn't involve any ribis midaraisi, but even with the rabbonon it's not ribis, it's only, it looks like ribis, it smells like ribis. ואם פירש לוקח מקודשס והארום עשרי בסודאווה ולא יריבס גמור לקוס לימידה ולימידה שוקומני וכל שכני מוחה לו כל המלווה ואומר לו עסקת שלו בנועס מחילה זו דאשת הודיקו יויב לאח פרוטה בנועס מלווה אבל כי כמקדש לו בעיקר המויז להבמידי יויב לו שכבר הם ברשוסו והם שלו so he doesn't give anything. But if he cancels the milve, he says, "You don't have to return it to me." And these mikadish are explicitly with the annoy she derives from the fact that she doesn't have to worry about paying the milve, then she certainly mikodesh. Now let's see Rashi. Taisa says, let's see Taisa. Pirish bekumfres. Shoyis hachayoves lei v'nosam lozman v'yomalo iskachili ba'annoy zu שעתו יש ניסנס לאודם פרוטה שיפייסני על כך ואם פירש לוקח מקודשס והארום הסריביס הוא דהביה ולא יריביס גמו דליקוץ לו ולמידי שוקומני וכל שני מוחה לו כל המילווה ואומר לו עסקת שלי בנוס מחילזו מקודשס אבל כי מקאצ'ו בעיקר המויס להבמידי יויד לו שכבר הם שלו וברשוסו ומה שפירש די ריביס קצוצו לא יהווה קיבן שאינו אישה ניסנס לאישה כלום לא נראה קיבן שהוא ניסן למעשה פרוטה בקדושן ולנוסנו לכלום הווה כאילו נוסנו לפרוטה ממש והווה ריביס גמור והווה ריביס גמור alright, that's this for shit now, so the מחלק is between Russia and Thesis in other words, in the case where it's Mikadish Banos Mechilas Milve, so Rashi says she's certainly Mikudeshes, and Taisa says she's not Mikudeshes. Now, let's see the Shita of the Rambam and the Raivit. The Rambam and the Raivit are both Chilik and Rashi. They agree with Taisa, but there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivit. The Rambam Perek Vavnu Chesmal V'Leide Halacha Gimel says Heir Rabbeisai Sh'amal V'es Chaveri Ulach Hazman Tov Achivi V'omalei Halei V'edu V'chatziri Ashi Arzo L'chivoch And I won't charge you any rent Harei Ze'av Akribis Lifi Shaloi Kotzatz V'sha Salvoi Sh'nema L'sitin Lui B'neshach So it's not ribis de raise because the ksitze was not at the time of the alvoye. However, if the ksitze will be at the time of the alvoye, so then it will be ribis ktusa. Eilat is Masik. Omar Avram. Chai Reishi. Lo Yotahir. Shim Yigi Azman Atroi. Ve'avach Leizimnei. Mishumahi. Dira Kishas Matndois Damye. Ugdush Niyachichu. The Gemara in the... So what is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravet? So the machlokes between Rambam and the Ravet is when the Gemara says in Dushin Hanos Nu B'Mikodeshes. So both the Rambam and the Ravet agree that Hanos Nu means that he's Mikadisher with the Anoye she derives from the Mechilas Hanuve. But according to the Rambam, when is she Mekodeshes? Only if he makes the tzitzah b'shas alvoye, but if the tzitzah is made lachach mat mois, after the alvoye. So then there is no isa ribis the raise, and according to the raivet, even if the tzitzah is made after the mat mois, so there is also a ribis. And Nisarib is Raisa. What's the machlekes? Both the Rambam and the Ravet agree that when is Ribis Hoseh, Minatora to Israel, if without the Isa, it would be part of the Chayv. Let's say there hadn't been any Isa of Kaspe Holy City in Beneshach. So not only would Ribis be Muta, but then the Ribis would be incorporated into the Chayv itself. Because just as when a person lives in the house of another person, so he has to pay him rent, so when he uses the money of another person, so he has to pay him interest, it's like rent for the house. But the Torah asked it. So when is there an Issa Ribis? If without Issa Ribis, it would be part of the debt, let's say in connection with the Nakum. So then, without Issa Ribis, it is part of the debt. It's a chayv. So then by Yisrael it's osa. But if without the Issa Ribis, it wouldn't be part of the debt, so memele, it's not osa mideraise. So according to the Rambam, when does it become part of the debt? What is mechayv the interest? The matmois is mechayv the interest. Just as the starting to live in the house of another person is mechayv the rent. So the matmois is mechayv the interest. So then it's considered like real kesef. But if there is no, if the tzitzi is made after matmois, so there is no mechayv of interest, so then it's not considered like kesef. Now, the Gemara in Dushin, I think I mentioned it some time ago, in regard to Hamkadish Mimil Veini Mekodeshes. How about Mecha? So the Gemara that Memvov in Dushin says the same thing, that Mecha is the same thing like Dushin. Just as in the case where the Isha owed the Milve to the Baal, and the Baal was Mechel the Isha, and he said, I want you to be Mekodeshes to me because I'm canceling the debt, so she's not Mekodeshes. So the same way, if let's say the Mecher owed money to the Likeach, and the Likeach bought his Esode from the Mecher, and he said, you owe me 100 zoos, so it will make on me, so then I'll sell you the Sode, so the Sode is not Mechor, because I cancel Mechilas HaMilveh, I cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. That's the Gemara in Dushin, Daf Mem Vav. Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rav, HaMikadosh MiMilveh Ein Mekodeshes, MiMilveh Ritzoi Nitno, Neimi Ketanoi, HaMikadosh MiMilveh Ein Mekodeshes, V'yei Sheimrim, Mekodeshes, Mar Rav Vokim Mifligin, Dimar Sova, the one who says, in the Mekodeshes, 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 so the Mois with which he was the Baal with the Kadmi Tisha was already hers, so he doesn't give her anything new. Umar Sava, the Yeshem Lame, hold Miravisonito. So as long as it wasn't spent, so it still belongs to the Baal. So merely he gives it to her. So he gives her a new mona. So she Kodeshis. Vitisbere Aime Safe Vishovim Bimechash as a Kone. I am at Nulitso Yenit no be my Kone. So the Gemara is making it applies it to a certain kind. So it's a Gemara Mifodeshis that just as a Kaddish Mimilve in Mikodeshis. So Hamichir Sodim Mimilve is in Mikodeshis either, is in Mechor. However, the Rambam says that Bamechire Milve is effective. Milchas Mechir. So that means that milve is affected by mitaldoin, like kesef. Lifichach in mocha likarka becheve, in echod mehen yochel azabe, v'af harpishe in mois hamilve mitzuis bishas hamecha. So the Eivet says, Omer Avram, lo yedati lomo, sh'arei hushvu agenim kulom, milve litzo, mitno. Veino bin sinas mois kwal, ואוך האוכה אמרים בקדושן, וישובים במחר שזה קונה, ואימיל ורצוי ניתנו במחר מי קונה, ואולי היטוסי הוד אמרינון, מעמידים מלווה לפרס בוי שיש לי, והיא לאב לנינקין מהירה לישה ריביס. Alright, so that's the kasha against the Rambam. So at this is the result here, mention the shittes Rambam. Umar Sova, lovely toy Nikno. The whole man shall eat two are leve, Yochel Malva Lazabe, in Kiddish Beisho, Vadai Matila, Anoye Shaito, Shato Yochel Litsi, Bitera Shalo. The Rashi Pirish Litsoy Nikno shall leve Rashoy Litsio, Beitsoy Vinachai, Lahamid Beisik, Shetain Mitsu Tomit. So it's machlekes rishenim. When do we say miloitzoyin? No. Some rishenim say only when it was spent already. But if it wasn't spent, so then he's not king yet. And some rishenim say even before it is spent, since he has the right to spend it, so he's already king. Then he says, "Mistabret b'chaygav ma'aret luktaye b'mecha shekone karke b'kesef milve shulchayvle oy mitaltolin." The Kabul and Mishapora, the Philo Hamilva Ben, Ishtaka Hashta, the Kaimel and Milvo Itsoinitno, Shimkono Karka Benilve, Lukono Klau, Vam Taltolin in the Kabul of Mishapora, the Aramzal Kosa, the King and Pirik Zion, the Kone Karka Benilve, have a King and Gomo, Umitaltolin in the Kabul and Mishapora, the Daite Hui, so what's against the Gemara? The Gemara equates Mecha with Milve, so he says it's still in the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish in Bom Metzir. Rabbi Yechanan says Dvatir Mois Kenis without Mashiach, and the reason as to why we require Mashiach is the Akonis Chachon because Shemayim Alei Nisru V'chutecho Ba'ali, and Rish Lakish says that Dvatir Mois Zinan Kenis. So maybe he can be chaser midaraisa even without the mishapah, but chachomim wa misake in a mishapah. Now, vidaite dro d'homa rabbi yechanan dvartir mois kenis loishne mois ben veloishne mois alvoy. In other words, the teretz and the rambam, the kasher of the raibet against the rambam, the gemara says bishov mishad mecha shezekone, because the Gemara here, that means Zion in Gdushin, goes according to Rish Lakish, the Dvar Teir Omois is any kings. So, but by Karke, it is certainly king, because of it. Ephraim, and so this the Kesef Yiknu. So there the Kesef is, now there is a Machlekes in Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, in Chesh Mishpet, between the Sma and the Taz, whether Kesef by Karke is Kesef Piroi, or is Kesef Kinyan. So the Sma says it's Kesef Piroi. The Taz says it's Kesef Kinyan. And the Rabbi, the Taz, that it's Kesef Kinyan, because we learn how Dushin, but Dushin is certainly not Shayach to say Kesef Piroi. The Ishe does not have a Shavias Imame. So Memela, it seems we learn how Dushin from Karke. So just as by Dushin it is certainly Kesef Kinyan, so by Karke it's also Kesef Kinyan. So the thesis Rias often says, the Rambam holds that ignoring Dushin that says, "Vi amratun v'litzoy nitlo b'mecha maikone," that means that Mecha and Dushin are the same, and just as Am Kadish b'milve is in Mekodeshes, so Am Eicher Sode b'milve is in Mechuro, so that's Ali b'Derish Lokish, who says that Kesef is not Kenev Amitalkin, Mashen Ken Ali b'Derab Yechen, that Kesef is Kene by Mitalton also, so Karki is Ligora, then Mitalton, and by Mitalton it's certainly Kesef Roy, because how do we know that Kesef is Kene by Mitalton, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Vatir Mois Kenis, because the Nosna Kesef Bikomle, that's a mean of Pidyan. Pidyan means, how am I paid the Hekdeshes? By putting down the Piroin of the Hekdesh. So Mimele, it's considered Kesef Piroin. B'horaya, the Gemara says, that Hekdesh Shomimonesh Shechil al Shobet Pruti is Bechuro, because in Noi Bikakois, if it had been Kesef Kinyan, so how is it based upon the Aloha of Noi Bikakois? So by Mitalkin, it's certainly Kesef Kinyan. So Mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Karke is not Gorua, the Mitalkin, so it's Kene Bitiras Kesef Piroin, and Mechilas HaMilve is certainly Piroin for the Mechilas HaMilve is certainly Piroin for the Karke. So just as it is effective by Mitalkin, it is also effective by Kakoi. So that will be all for today. Thank you.